The Senate will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Pastor John Fetty from the Assembly of God Church in Pierre, and leading the pledge will be the page of the day, Hayes Meckley Lee from Wall and Samuel Drown from Bison.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you who are known as the Prince of Peace, we come today thanking you for all that you have given us. We simply ask for tact, wisdom, and ability to conduct the affairs of the Senate of the state of South Dakota. We ask also for our men and women in the military that you would bless them with safety, for safety is of you. We ask especially for those from South Dakota. We ask that you be with the family of PFC Gunnar Becker at this time of the loss of their loved one, for we know we can have what we ask. We ask it in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The secretary will call the roll.
Abdallah, Adelstein, Apuk, Gordon, Folt, Broderick, Dempster, Dunwall, Dunford, Early, Gant, Greenfield, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Gary, Hunstead, Kelly, Klochek, Knutson, Ketzel, Koistra, Koskin, Lint, McCracken, McNenny, Moore, Napoli, Nesselhoff, Olson, Peterson, Schoenbeck, Smith, Sutton, Dan, Sutton, Duane, two bowls. Quorum present. Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the seventh day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Lee Schoenbeck, Chair.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal's approved. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that it's had under consideration Senate Bill 76, due pass and place on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 77, amended, due pass and place on the consent calendar. Eric Bogue, Chair.
Okay, I've got a bunch of them. Senators Napoli, Dunafin, and Bogue, representing apparently our motorcycle contingency, would like to recognize, and if they please stand, the members of Abate of South Dakota. And they would like, on behalf of the Senate, to express a sincere thank you for your furnishing breakfast this morning. Senator Bogue would like the Senate to recognize Randy Staddle. Randy is here from Madison. She's up in the gallery, and she's a second grader in Mrs. Ike's classroom. She serves as the class Senate Majority Leader, and that class does a internet project that we all participate here in the Senate. If the senators would welcome her. Presiding officer has the opportunity to ask the Senate to welcome the Bueller family, their daughter Molly, that are here from Watertown. Would you please stand? And they have provided a road report, which is, go west, young man, go west. On behalf of Senator Bartling, would the Bone Steel Fairfax government class and their instructor, Chris McGregor, please stand and be welcomed by the Senate. And then we have two special guests with us here. They're in the hall. If they would please come in, Jennifer Coates and Brian Simonsma. If they would come up to the front, please. Brian and Jennifer. And the Majority Leader and Minority Leader have resolutions we'd like to present to you. On behalf of the State Senate, we'd like to thank you for your outstanding service to this legislator. As legislative computer interns, these are the college students that did this for the last 2 weeks so that we all could be up and operating with our new computers, and we appreciate the service they provided to us. So, on behalf of the Senate.
Okay. Senator Bogue moves that Senate page resolution 1 be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Senator Bogue? Yes, comment, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate and everyone that is here watching the Senate today, our gratitude and our appreciation goes out to every one of these pages. Normally, I would have to say that the 2 weeks go by so quickly, and it has, but it seems like on our end, this first 2 weeks, for some reason, has drug on a little bit longer than normal. But it is certainly not your responsibility. You've done an excellent job for all of us here in the Senate. We are transitioning through a process going from a whole lot of paper to a paperless group, and you've helped us through that growing pains in the process. And we appreciate putting up with our grumpy attitudes in the morning, getting us coffee when we need it, and all the other odds and ends that you do for us. But thank you very much on behalf of all of the senators for all the work that you've done for us this term.
Further remarks, Senator Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I, too, would like to thank you for being up here to assist us this year. It is rather refreshing to have young people like you come up here and help some of us old dogs learn how to turn on our laptops, how to shut them down, how to access our email, and do some of the simple things that you take for granted that are a real task for us. So thank you very much for that. I hope this has been a very enjoyable experience for you. I hope you all want to come back. And I would like to ask for a show of hands, but I'm not going to do that, of how many of you would really like to come back and do this again. How many of you are going to be saddened by the fact that you have to go home? You've met new friends. Those friends will stay with you for your lifetime. I'll guarantee you that. I've had 3 daughters that have went through this program, the PAGE program, and they still keep in touch with those people that they served with in either the House or the Senate. You will cherish this experience forever, and thanks for all you've done for us.
Now and then vote. This time, while the resolutions are being handed out, I would read for the body. Senate page resolution number 1, a resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the Senate of the 80th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Diana Arbach, Jessica Berg, Alicia Coggins, Amber Delman, Samuel Drone, Mandy Ellison, Mackenzie Hopkins, Hayes Meckel, and Sarah Nagel. Whereas the above names serve loyally as pages for the Senate of the 80th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 80th Senate expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate of the 80th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service, adopted by the Senate January 21, 2005. The question before the body being Senator Bogue's motion on Senate page resolution number 1 that it be adopted. All in favor say aye. All opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Dunwald? Dunafin?
Aye.
Early?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
Klocek,
Knutson,
aye.
Ketzel,
aye.
Koistra,
aye.
Koskin,
aye.
Linz,
aye.
McCracken, McNinney,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Napoli,
aye.
Nesselhoff,
aye.
Olson,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Schoenbeck,
aye.
Smith,
aye.
Sutton Dan,
aye.
Sutton Duane, Two Bulls. Mr. President, ayes 31, nays, no, excused 4.
Never a nay. The motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, the president declares the motion carried. Messages.
Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith HCR 1002, which has been adopted by the House, and your concurrent and your concurrence is respectfully requested. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to transmit herewith House Bills 1007, 1008, 1019, 1021, 1022, 1033, 1034, 1035, 1042, 1044, 1046, which have passed the House, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Karen Gurdes, Chief Clerk.
Motions and resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, praising the dramatic progress at Crazy Horse Memorial and recognizing the memorial's year of renewing the dream of Chief Henry Standing Bear and sculptor Korjak Ziolkowski.
Is there a second? Are there any remarks? Senator Adelstein.
Thank you very much. I think I said what most of what needed to be said yesterday, and it still goes today, probably last tomorrow and into next year. I hope we adopt it. Thank you, Mr. President.
Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question before the body is Senator Adelstein's motion that SCR 1, as found on page 124 of the Senate Journal, be adopted. The question being on that motion, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Adelstein?
Aye.
Apa?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Dunwald? Dunafin?
Aye.
Early?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Gray?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Kelly?
Aye.
Klochek? Knutson?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koistra?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Linz?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McNinney?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Napoli?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Schoenbeck?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Sutton Dan? Sutton Duane, two bulls. Mr. President, ayes 31, excused 4.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect, the President declares the motion carried.
House Concurrent Resolution 1002, expressing legislative support for the preservation of the words "under God" in the Pledge of Allegiance.
The President Pro Tem waived the committee referral and placed HCR 1002 on the calendar of the ninth legislative day. Senator Bogue.
Mr. President, personal privilege.
Granted.
Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, 7 years ago today on my wife's birthday, yes, it's her birthday too, this little girl came into the world, and this body's been gracious enough 6 times before to sing happy birthday to her, and I was hoping that we could again commemorate the big day today and sing happy birthday to Katie Bogue.
Are you going to lead us?
Yeah, I'll lead you.
And we'll sing to your wife's 29th birthday also.
29th birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Katie. Happy birthday to you.
Consideration reports of committees.
Senator Bogue moves the report of the Standing Committee on Commerce on Senate Bill 50, as found on page 123 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. Secretary will call the roll.
No, that's not.
We won't be voting on that one. We're going to revert to item number 5, reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that it's had under their consideration Senate Bill 12, do pass, amend, and place on the consent calendar. Senate Bill 55, do pass, amend, and Senate Bill 60, do pass, amend, and Senate Bill 70, do pass. Senator Abdallah, Chair.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of Senate bills and joint resolutions.
Senate Bill 89, an act to revise certain supervision requirements regarding the delegation of procedures to dental hygienists. And Senate Bill 90, an act to revise the factors to be considered in designating the state trunk highway system and to add a section of highway located in Turner County and McCook County to the state trunk highway system consistent with such factors.
Senate Bill number 89, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Commerce. Senate Bill 90, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Transportation. Senator Boag asks that the Senate recognize, if they please stand, Claire and Natalie Moore and their aunt Valerie Hinsman. Where are they at? Please stand. The Senate would welcome them. Consent calendar.
Senate Bill 47, an act to revise certain dates pertaining to references to the Internet and to the Internal Revenue Code and to revise certain cross-references. Senate Bill 68, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the licensing of anestheticians.
Items on the consent calendar reported out of committee with no dissenting votes and are not subject to debate. Only questions for clarification purposes are appropriate. There will be one vote taken for all the bills in the consent calendar. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is, shall the items on the consent calendar pass? Your name is called. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah. Adelstein.
Aye.
Apa. Bartling. Boag.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Dunwall. Dunafin.
Aye.
Early.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Gray.
Greenfield.
Hansen.
Aye.
Hansen Gary.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Kelly.
Aye.
Klochek. Knudsen.
Aye.
Ketzel.
Aye.
Koistra.
Aye.
Koskin.
Aye.
Linz.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
McNitty.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Napoli.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Schoenbeck.
Aye.
Smith. Sutton Dan, Sutton Duane, two bulls. Mr. President, ayes 31, excused 4.
The consent calendar items, having received a majority vote of the members-elect, are declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Hearing none, the titles are deemed correct. Item number 12, or second reading of Senate bills and joint resolutions. Senator Boag.
Mr. President, I realize we do have a few more housekeeping items that may need to be accomplished, but with that, I would move to defer the balance of today's calendar until Monday, the 9th, legislative day.
Okay, second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The balance of the second reading of Senate bills will be deferred. We do have other items to complete for today's calendar, and I encourage members to hang with us for just a few minutes. First reading and reference of House bills.
House Bill 1007, an act to revise certain provisions concerning voter registration. House Bill 1008, an act to revise certain provisions concerning absentee ballots. House Bill 1019, an act to make firefighters from nonprofit corporate rural fire departments eligible for state workers' compensation when working for the Department of Agriculture. House Bill 1021, an act to revise the state trunk highway system. House Bill 1022, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the winter safe maintenance fund. House Bill 1042, an act to provide limited immunity to persons that report certain vehicle dealer violation. House Bill 1044, an act to revise certain provisions.
Would the body be in order?
The refund procedures for a purchaser who seeks a return of over-collected sales or use taxes from a seller. House Bill 1046, an act to revise certain provisions regarding examination reports of insurers and insurance producers.
House Bill House Bill number 1007, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Local Government. House Bill number 1008, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Local Government. House Bill number 1019, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Ag and Natural Resources. House Bill 1021, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Transportation. House Bill number 1022, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Transportation. House Bill number 1033, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Taxation. House Bill number 1034, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Transportation. House Bill 1035, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Commerce. House Bill 1042, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Judiciary. House Bill number 1044, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Taxation. House Bill 1046, having been read the first time, is referred to the Committee on Commerce. Announcements. Senator Bogue.
Mr. President, given our light bill load, State Affairs will not meet Monday morning. Will not meet Monday morning. State Affairs.
Are there any further announcements? Senator Dempster.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Health will meet at 4:23, 10 o'clock Monday morning. Thank you.
Senator Apa.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Appropriations, 7:30, large conference room. Thank you.
On Monday or Saturday?
Sunday. Yes. Second Tuesday of next week.
Senator Abdullah.
Thank you, Mr. President. House Senate Judiciary at 10 a.m. Monday, the 24th, room 413.
Senator Knutson.
There is no meeting of the Senate Tax Monday, but there is a joint briefing for the House and Senate Tax Committee members in the lower level of the Anderson Building by the Department of Revenue.
Yes. No further announcements. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Senator Koester moves. The Senate do now adjourn.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Have a good weekend.